Welcome to the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, here with an amazing entrepreneur with a specialty and expertise that you rarely find. The most notable expert in lingerie, Rachel McCurry, is here to give us her playbook to success and a new launch of Spice Rack. Welcome to the Playbook, Rachel McCurry.
Hi, David. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you because I've watched you as an entrepreneur, you as a business mature over the years. You've been kind enough to eloquently and with the highest level of class give us some great products and great content for all the shows that I executive produce and sometimes even host. You're one of my favorite contestants and celebrities that come on to inform me and keep my marriage spicy, by the way. So I owe you a duplicative thank you for being on our shows and spicing up my own 28-year marriage.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm the founder of Spice Rack, and we're here to spice up your life.
It really does. And you do it in such a classy, clever way. And so in the internet and in social media, it's interesting because the image and branding of lingerie in general has changed. And it's because of certain platforms that don't need to be mentioned on my shows that may portray lingerie in less of a classy manner. And you've always been so elegant and classy in what you do and how you do it. And I believe that there's a huge market for married couples, intimate people that just want to spice up their lives in a really fun and eloquent manner. And it doesn't have to be trashy and sassy and utilizing a different type of energy or frequency. How intentional are you when you're designing, marketing, placing product? Are you about the frequency that your company holds?
It's interesting that you ask that. We're very, very energy focused. I studied Hindu philosophy and yoga and meditation.
That's why we get along.
Yes. And you know, we've done a lot of research, and I've been doing research on lingerie, and this is my fourth lingerie company, and I worked for some of the biggest companies in the world for the last 30 years. And you know, when people say the word lingerie, it's different than the intimate apparel market in general. Everyday bras and panties is what she wears every day. I looked at it, and what we think of, you know, like the t-shirt bra, the microfiber bra with a little bit of padding, and you know, that's comfortable, and then you have like the date night underwear. We wanted to combine that. Like, why should her everyday underwear not be cute and comfortable? We also focus on environmental concerns, labor, and then also just how she feels. We don't use any polyester or microplastics, and everything is made with top quality luxury materials, because confident and sexy comes from when she feels good. And when she feels comfortable and good, and it's not, you know, moving or riding up or scratchy, then she just feels more comfortable in her own skin. And lingerie can really set the tone and the energy for her day and how the meeting goes, how the date goes, you know, because of her first layer and how confident she feels.
That's amazing. And I think there are or is a duality of feeling or emotion or energy emotion. One is the actual physicality of feel, which obviously as a man, it would be difficult to me to say, oh, this is comfortable on me, because there's different form-fitting factors that exist within, and I do this within sports. I've been working for many, many years to make sure that, you know, I work with Moxie, for example, that does, you know, first responder in ER physical assistance and medical care, where that's comfortable. In the same respect, they've never made it specifically for women. Women have been wearing men's type of things, scrubs, exactly. And then, but there is the energy of what I love about your company and your vision is it's more than just the actual feel to the skin and comfort of the fit. There's a feeling or an energy to the design and the colors and the icons and the animations and the flowers, all the things that make somebody feel really good, like as if you're wearing a t-shirt that has, you know, your gratitude message on it, or, you know, like I like the gangster, the positive gangster, whatever, those kind of t-shirts. They make me feel great, right?
Yeah.
And I wear them because of the messaging. There's a certain message that is also incorporated in the feeling.
Yes, and we cover all the spices, tangy, tart, hot, and sweet. So depending on what mood you want to invoke that day, all the collections are easily labeled on our website. And it's meant to be part of your outfit. We spent most of the time on the fit and the construction, so everything's really comfortable. Like, I'm actually wearing the Carnival Jewels bra today. So, you know, if your bust is big enough to where you can't go without a bra or it's not appropriate for the environment, it can become part of your outfit instead of wearing some bulky strapless bra that never really, you know, looks right.
And it's so important. Now, to give an example, you brought some with us and we can get that energy from the real thing. So I'd love, from the packaging, which is also that quality, to the actual lingerie.
Yeah, so this is from the group Lacey Dacey, and there's a little spicy chili pepper charm in the middle. All the hardware is rose gold, so the rings and slides on the back, and the hooks and eyes are rose gold, and it's just this yummy, silky fabric. And one of our main points is that all of the lace lays completely flat, so you can wear it under anything, like if you're wearing a microfiber t-shirt or a button-down. Here's the undies. They go with it. It has a lot of little details. And then everything comes in the different spice colors. This is Orchid. This is Tangerine Tango. Let me see if I can find another group. So this is a really, really comfortable. So this strap is a soft fabric strap. And then it has a U-back, so the strap doesn't slide down. I drew this print myself. It has little hidden hearts here and there that you can find, so every piece is different. When the women on our team wear this, and actually this one, they say it's so comfortable, they go, like, they have a reaction, like, oh my god, it's so comfortable. This one has a little surprise on the back. Wow. So if you're wearing a backless dress or you want to just a little hidden secret that's just for you, we thought that what the world needed now in the sea of nude and plain was, you know, a fun explosion. So we're here to bring the color and the confetti party and just make it fun and a part of self-expression. When I look at brands out there, you know, when I was younger and I would, like, find these brands that I felt like, oh, this feels like my identity and, like, what I relate to. I was having a hard time finding that out there in the sea of fast fashion. So we wanted to have all of the groups embody different energies so that she could say, oh, I relate to that, and that's how I want to feel today.
Now, one of the things that has evolved since we've known each other and the different shows that you've been on is how content is distributed. And we met when it was more traditional and it was at its pre-chasm state in digital content, where today, to evoke what I call the stage theory, which is not only is it the distribution of content, but it's the post-production of the distribution of content, where, as Shakespeare eloquently said, the whole world is now your stage, regardless of the size, scope, or scale of your business, topic, subject matter, expertise that you have. And you do have an expertise over decades of understanding these emotional, energetic, and frequencies of lingerie. Today, now, with the amplified messaging that we can have as your whole world is a stage, we can actually take this podcast and then capture the pieces and the parts of it and create more content that actually may actually resonate or get and become more popular than the distribution of the podcast itself. How have you implemented a new digital strategic strategy? Because this is content rich. I don't mind having you on my podcast and my shows all the time because it is content rich. It's educational. It's fun. You know, you are an expert, which is also a great component of attraction. So for me, I'm thinking, gosh, you couldn't have better timing compared to 10 years ago when we first met, I think, to today, where it's like, this is exactly what the internet loves, and it's at the frequency that I love.
So we just launched, actually today, our website. I love that you said that. So we just spent a lot of time on our content. It wasn't an afterthought. It was a story that we wanted to tell. So we drove in several cars in a convertible with the models. David Romer was the photographer, and Kelly Catrone does our PR, and through all of us with our storytelling and being C. White with video. and all of the models that are just so also artistically creative, we did a road trip from Los Angeles to Joshua Tree.
Very cool.
And we filmed the whole thing and then made videos out of it. And actually on our website, you can watch us all go on a road trip together. And our whole photo shoot came from there to tell a story of, you know, Los Angeles after the fires and how, you know, you can still live your life and do something fun. And I just told this beautiful story of like a girl's road trip. And we spent a lot of time and energy on it because, you know, we spent 9 months making the products, but if we don't explain that to the world, then it doesn't matter. So I think that's something for all entrepreneurs. We can get a little like, well, this is awesome. Right, but unless no one knows about it, then it doesn't exist. So
can't sell a secret.
So we wanted to tell our story through videos and photography. And then through that process, a lot of women asked me, you know, how did you raise venture capital? I have an idea. So we're launching a set of business classes as well. It's like relatable, easy to learn, easy to understand. And then the reality that your product is not just your product. It's storytelling, it's marketing, it's finance and legal and business strategy. And you finish one area and another one pops up, like playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
And how to play that orchestra in a way that's harmonious and enjoy the process.
In that realm, one of the issues that came up on GoFund Yourself, you were a superstar presenting on GoFund Yourself, which now is the number one show on Cheddar. So if you haven't checked out that show and checked out Rachel, you're missing out. But one of the topics with the Titans was the difficulty that men have picking out lingerie or purchasing lingerie.
Mm.
And one of the things I loved about your website and I love about your business is it, even in this conversation, there's just, maybe it's a little boy in me, there's just a certain tinge of uncomfortable embarrassment or something that lies within most men about talking about underwear, let alone women's underwear. But you feel so comfortable and fun and guided and educated as a husband, for example, or a boyfriend, that, you know, unlike other places that I've walked in and feel very out of place, I have no idea what she would like, or, you know, if this is going to be laughed at, or, you know, which is always, I think, a great fear when you've been married 28 years, that you're trying to do something special and intentional, and then your wife looks at you going, you know, you blew it. Jewelry and underwear are two of those areas that I'm concerned about. I wish they had the same type of categorization and energetic alignment that you have. It's so easy for someone to buy a gift, and it's such a great gift to buy for your intimate other.
Yes, I guess for women, there's no shame in your shapewear or your underwear, because we're so used to it. It's such a part of our daily conversations and the first layer of when we get dressed. Yes, we are having a function on our website where she can put in her sizes and the colors that she likes and even pick out some items. So if someone wants to purchase a gift for her, they know that they're not like shooting in the dark, and it's something that she would like, and over time get to know her personal taste.
Yeah, well, and I just want to encourage you, because I think there's a huge market there.
Okay.
To allow men like me to say, hey, look, this isn't as difficult as you think. Right, you actually can be very thoughtful and intimate and energetic in your own matching of energies as well, of what you want after a comfortable day in the late evening opportunities that exist and have fun with as well. It is a business, and there's many distribution points now today, so utilizing all the different social medias or traditional website, D2C, B2B, where's the strongest adoption today in distribution of lingerie for you guys?
You know, it's both. Direct-to-consumer on our website, so they can see exactly what messaging, you know, that we have to say and exactly read about the product and what are the details. You know, if it's on the online bra, does it have an underwire? What are the panty options? You can see everything at once. I think that underwear and denim are two of the categories. We don't do denim, but it's just two categories where people still do in-person buys. They want to feel it, they want to touch it, they want to try on a bra or a pair of jeans. Those are a little bit harder, you know? And you'd be surprised. You know, we just launched this week. So we do have some department store meetings for the ones that want to go try it on. And don't discount that in the sea of e-com. You know, people are still going in stores. They still want to have that shopping experience. You know, with girlfriends or with their significant other or just alone to try it on. Especially with a new brand, they want to see what size they are. And then maybe later, after they know what size, then they can continue to buy it online. Bras and denim also, once she finds the brand that fits really well, she will stay loyal. You know, it's different than, say, like a fashion top where it's...
And as far as the experience goes, mm-hmm. you know, there's three... I think areas of business that I appreciate with the Spice Rack launch and what you've been able to do over the decades is you really understand the business side of it, and you also understand the production side and post-production side of it, but the fun side of it gets lost a lot of times in business. And it seems to me, as I watch you manage your business, create content, develop different products and designs, like when you were talking about designing your own pattern with hearts in it, you always seem to have a lot of fun. How important is it to love what you're doing over these years beyond just being good at it?
Creating the life you want and loving what you do is something that has to come from within you and not external factors of what society or what your parents think that you should do. If you follow that and you still have this intuitive feeling of always pay attention to that, you know, we have one shot as ants flying on a rock through space. How do you want to spend your time? Ask yourself, would you do this for free? Would you do this for $1 billion? If the answer is yes in both cases, it might be something that you want to continue doing.
I think it's more important to say, would you do it for free? And can you make $1 billion doing it?
Yes.
That's what I would answer.
Yes, of course. As an investor, of course. But as far as enjoying the process,
of course.
You know, if you do something just because it's transactional, that will be felt through the customer base. And while you can build a business like that, the longevity and the consumer's tie to it might be questionable.
Yeah, there's no question in the successes that you've had in the past mm-hmm. and will have in the future. Everybody go to shopspicerack.com. There's something for everyone there. I promise you it's a delightful experience with incredible products and great frequency and energy. It's a new neighborhood, a new community of people. There's a saying that you can't find outside of you what you can't find inside of you. And so we seek inside what we want outside. And what a great illustration of that with Spice Rack. Thank you so much, Rachel McCray, for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.